1991, scientists made a discovery, and they discovered every human heart, 40,000 or so specialized cells configured in a way that creates a neural network in the heart. It's their brain-like cells, but they're not in the brain, they're in the heart. And it's actually called the little brain in the heart. What they found, what the scientists discovered, is that these cells think independently of the cranial brain. They feel and they remember. And what that means is every experience that we have, even this one right now, I'm registering this experience in two places. I'm registering in my cranial mind as well as in my heart. But if we were having a trauma, it would still be registered in both places. And if I tried to heal that trauma only through thinking about it or talking from my mind, it might feel incomplete. The healing may feel incomplete. And the reason is because I've only addressed what happened in here. I haven't addressed what happened in here. And we know this intuitively. And almost instinctively, we know that the heart is the seat of our existence, the seat of our being. You don't see them hitting their head, you know, or their arm or something else. So when we talk about heart intelligence, what we're talking about is the ability for these neurons to us to communicate with the neurons in a way that is meaningful to those neurons. These neurons are linked to a wisdom, to an intelligence that is right for us. Mine is right for me, yours is right for you. And any question that you ask this intelligence, it will answer you in a way that will serve you in that moment. It'll never tell you to do anything dangerous or anything that would hurt anyone else. And there's a technique where you can literally, you touch your heart like this. And when you touch your heart, your awareness will always go to the place where you feel the touch. So when you call your attention into your heart center in this way, and you slow your breathing, just a few breaths slower than usual, when you slow your breathing, it tells your body that you are safe. You're in a place that's safe. And when you're safe, you feel safe, it's a switch. It's like an emotional trigger that frees the rejuvenating and the healing chemistry in the body because the stress and survival chemistry is not needed if you feel safe. So when you slow your breathing and focus in your heart, that is the doorway into that heart intelligence. And I ask my heart, is this a safe flight for me to take? Because my head, if you ask your head, this is so interesting scientifically, because the brain's a polarity organ. Left and right brain. And there's always going to be a right and a wrong, good and a bad, success, failure. And if you ask your brain a question under pressure, your brain will go through the logic and the ego loops that will keep you from making the answer. When you ask your heart, the heart's not a polarity organ. So you consciously free yourself from those loops into what is called heart intelligence. And generally your heart will answer. Your heart knows you very well. It's been with you a long time. Your heart will answer before you even finish the question.